You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding, After Show.
Hey guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy's Wedding special. It is finally the wedding, the season finale of this, however many episodes we did. It was about goddamn time. But the wedding was worth it.
It was very much so worth it.
I'm joined in studio by the lovely Anastasia.
Hi.
All right, it was worth it. I'll give it. You know, I mean, it was a spectacle.
Hey.
It was a spectacle.
It was beautiful. It was amazing. It really came together.
I would want my wedding very similar to that.
Would you?
I would have the center stage, and I would have some sort of performances, but that
was
performance,
a full out.
It didn't go. It was like you're playing music, Soul Child, and all of a sudden,
but the entrance song, the processional, didn't go with. What was he singing?
Oh my God! Wait!
Don't tell us about our love.
No, everyone. What was the song?
Everyone has a say in our love.
Everyone has a say in our love.
I thought he said everyone doesn't have a say.
Everyone should have a say in our love.
Everyone.
Is that what he was saying?
I think he said shouldn't have a say.
Oh, I hope that's what he was saying, because I'm sitting here like, well, what kind of story is this?
But I think that's the same song he sung at the play.
The play. So
I think it is.
If I was watching this, I would have been like, "Can y'all have gotten married at the play?" Like,
don't do Candy like that. Don't do her like that. Don't downgrade her like that. It was so beautiful.
It was very beautiful. Let's start from the beginning, though. They had the rehearsal dinner because last week Todd drove off. He was upset. He didn't want to come to the rehearsal dinner. Like, Todd, you ain't gonna.
How
to the
awkward
rehearsal.
Was that?
You ain't gonna come to the rehearsal dinner. I wish you would.
Everybody wondering why he's not there, gossiping.
And you sitting over here talking, worried about a piece of paper, motherfucker. We're filming, and you ain't at the motherfucking rehearsal.
Well, you know it adds to the suspense. They probably told him to go back to the room.
True.
Anyway.
So Candy's crying. She starts crying because she tells Mama Joyce about what's going on with Todd and the prenup, and Mama Joyce is just sitting there like, oh, tell me.
I know. So happy.
Yeah.
Remember, she was like, I'll help you pay for it. But before, from a few episodes ago, she was like, I'm not. Remember when Candy was like, you know, usually the mom or the bride's parents pay for it. And she was like, you know, I'm not paying for it. But now you'll pay for this party if they won't get married, huh?
Of course she will. Mama Joyce, you are so shady. I can't. Now, on the flip side of Candy crying and telling, oh, Candy, I love you because you're so genuine to talk to your mom about this problem that you're going through, but she's the wrong person to be having this conversation
oh, yeah.
with.
Yeah.
So on the flip side, we have Todd having the wrong conversation with his friends, because his friends are just being yes men. Just, woo, 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 yeah, man. Yeah, man. His friend, now look, here's what happens when you give your friend advice. Make sure that you ain't in the situation yourself when you give someone advice, because then you start speaking from your situation, because this motherfucker was talking about, you know, how you start a relationship is how it rolls, which that one I will say was true. One of his friends said that one. And then what was the other one that he said? Stops bugging the boys, mama don't live. Oh, I mean, this is what I would tell Mama Joyce. Mama don't live here. Mama don't sleep here. Mama don't eat here.
Knowing his mama probably lived with him and his girlfriend or wife, if he even has anybody.
He was like, I take care of the woman. I take care of the girls. I take care of the finances. Well, boop, boop, that'd be fine for your situation. That ain't Todd's situation. So, because that's why Candy's saying that.
Exactly.
All this. She's saying,
exactly.
I'd pay for, I take care of the kids.
This is my house, this is mine.
Okay. So, sir, I respect the loyalty and your friendship to try and be there for your friend. And I even respect whatever personal issues that you are going through at home, because clearly you must be sleeping on the couch or something.
Oh, leave him alone. I feel like he was trying to give him some genuine advice. But like you said, most times when people give you advice, it's completely, it has everything to do with their situation.
Because I'm just like, okay, I agree with, you know, mama don't live here. She don't sleep here. She don't eat here. And if you take care of the family and you take care of the finances, I agree with that.
Right. That ain't tough.
Right, so why are you giving that advice? You're giving that advice, but you're not listening to what the problem is?
Let Todd tell it. That is his situation.
Right, because what did Todd say? What did he talk about? I
gave up two jobs to be with Candy. I'm like, look here. You have your money. You are good. I have to get out here and make this money for myself. So you're going to have to come meet me halfway.
Yeah, they were bigging him up. It was like, they kept... Okay, we're talking about the prenup. They were, like, trying to big up all these other problems. Well, it's the mother's fault, and you should be mad at Candy. And now you've got this man not only thinking about these legal issues, but now, like, yeah, you know what? Like, why am I marrying this woman with this woman attached to it?
The day before.
It's
but like he said, he thought about he knew what he was going into. So he'll just have to deal with it and keep his distance.
And then Apollo, like, I don't know what kind of advice Apollo was trying to give.
Apollo shouldn't give anybody advice.
8 years. See you on Real Housewives of Atlanta season 20.
Actually, speaking of, I cannot wait to see the next season of that.
And so, because what's it called? We do Real Housewives of Atlanta here. Courtney, everyone, if you watch our after show, just text me talking about that apparently on Wendy Williams, Wendy reported that Phaedra wasn't even around here this past weekend when he got arrested. Phaedra was off with Candy and like Rashida or something in the Bahamas.
So he chilling. Was sentenced yesterday for 8 years for, what was it, the bank and wire fraud? And he was arrested the same day?
It was, the news came out today, so I'm assuming he got put away today.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know what the exact details.
I cannot wait to see the next season of Housewives.
But see here, I don't think they've
started filming yet.
I don't think they have either, and I want to say I'm excited for it, but it's Phaedra. So it's like, Phaedra's only going to give us what she wants to give.
But it's like, he's not here.
Right,
you
it's like,
can't
what else
fake
you gonna say?
Anything.
He on vacation? Because, bitch, we know where he at. You didn't leave him in the Bahamas.
Like, you can't. I mean, you have to. He's not here. He's in jail. And we know what he's in jail for. So it'll be very interesting to see.
Very interesting. Carmen and Sharon were talking. Mama Joyce was sneaking up behind Sharon. You saw that?
Oh, yeah. At the rehearsal. God.
Looking like Maleficent. Like.
And I don't even... I don't even think they said her name.
They did it.
I just think because Sharon, they were quietly talking amongst each other. She wanted to be nosy.
She's like, look at this little heifer. Yeah. Of course she would find the pimp.
So I can't with Mama Joyce.
I can't with Todd either, talking about, you know, all I want, man. All I want is the baddest chick in the game.
Wear
my
chain.
What
chain? Jay-Z.
Right, and Beyonce already got it, and it ain't yours.
And whatever you gave Candy, I'm sure it was not much.
The only thing Candy looked like she wearing is that damn stomach sucker in it.
Oh, stop. That her waist, oh my God, her waist gave me so much life.
For the gods,
honey.
Cinched.
I was looking at
that. I can watch
that like,
over and over and over. I was like, oh my gosh, she looks so perfect.
Girl, I was looking at her ass like, well, bitch, they didn't even need a table for the reception.
They
Shit, Candy could just sat down and Todd just sit on her back. Like,
man, yeah, she looked amazing.
She really did. Where are we going? Okay, so then we get a pickup scene. Which is horrible A&R. We get Todd and Candy a scene of outside the house, and they talk about the prenup.
Yeah.
And that he's willing to sign it if the 30-day situation and the will thing, if he dies, get fixed. So the 30 days, he wants to be able to stay longer than 30 days. And I don't remember what the situation was about the will. If
I don't
dies,
either.
Who gets control of that?
I think if he dies, like... he doesn't like. He doesn't get anything. His child won't get anything.
Well, if he dies, he sure ain't getting it.
Exactly. I think it has. I think it might have something to do with his daughter.
Okay,
but that, I would think
that shouldn't. That's weird. All right. So then we get Todd's daughter, Kayla, who we haven't met until today.
Today.
She's 17 years old.
From New York.
From New York. I was kind of confused with what was being said.
Between
Mama Joyce and Candy. With Kayla listening there. Like, I know that Mama Joyce was putting out there that one daughter was better than the other.
Yeah, she was. That was just probably the worst thing that she's done all season. Like, you don't do that to a child. No. She was like, you have a great girl over there. And Candy was just like, you know, yeah, like, you know, I have two great girls now. She could have just left it at that and didn't say anything else. She was like, but you have one really great, great, great girl over there. Like, who does that? And they're all in the same room and she can hear you.
Right.
Like, but, that is just so disrespectful. Like, you just don't give up. Fuck.
She really don't. And Riley's how old?
Like 13 or 14?
It's amazing. And that other girl's really 17? Like, I'm just like, at 17 years old, I don't know if I'd be crying about it. I would probably be looking at her like, oh, God. Dad, what the fuck are you doing?
No, she seems pretty timid, you know? Like, some kids are like that. She probably has never seen anybody like that.
That's true.
She's probably never really been disrespected. This is my grandma. This is the old woman we talking about here. So, hey. That was so rude. And I was so happy Candy finally, like, really stepped up to her and said something about it.
Well, I mean, how all awkward season
she
is
never
that?
Said anything.
But how awkward is that?
That is extremely
that your man's
awkward.
Daughter. Out of
you already disrespecting
that,
him. Yeah. Now you're disrespecting his child.
And
like,
so
on.
Then on top of that, Mama Joyce is now getting offended that anyone would even assume that she don't know how to act around the children.
She don't know how to act.
That's
period.
The one thing.
We know she don't know how to act. She fighting in the bridal store.
Girl. I'm just looking at this bitch like, Mama Joyce. I was laughing at Fantasia talking about, well, I brought all these dresses just in case.
Well, I brought my rock soul dress. A couple pieces. She's so country. I love her. That little moment really had me laughing.
That did. And then, so while Mama Joyce is not only shading Kayla, she then, to the makeup artist, is shading Candy in the sense of saying, I mean, anytime Big Head Napoleon wants something, Candy come a running.
Who said that?
Mama Joyce said that about Todd. Called him a big-headed Napoleon.
Yeah.
And that anything he wants, Candy.
Yeah. I don't either.
How did you feel about Rico coming in with the wedding dress but no garment bag and the wrap
no
sheet?
No garment bag. He didn't come in with the wrap sheet. Then he just threw the dress on the floor. He didn't fold it neatly, tuck it. He just
because I'm not even mad that he had it in a sheet because it is a long train and I don't know what garment bags and they don't do that.
I mean, so every dress is reportedly $20,000. You couldn't custom make a garment bag. He should have had, like Miss Lauren said, he should have rolled that dress in there on a mannequin.
Yep.
So she could have saw it as much as she paid for it. He just tossed it on the floor, wrapped it up, threw it over his shoulder like it was nothing.
He really did.
Who does that?
He looked like he didn't give a fuck.
He
like,
didn't.
This production here, like, I ain't fuck with them no more.
I
did this for free.
I did all this for free. I should have charged that bitch. Like, that's your fault.
Been living off cheese nips and golden grams all my life. All right.
I like how the other girls' dresses turned out, too. They all look really nice.
Everyone did look really cute. So, Todd and the prenup signing.
Was that a bit much? Is that standard? Because on Nene's wedding, Greg just gave her. Greg just gave it to her. You know, when he signed it. I'm like, you have 2-3 witnesses, a notary, and a videographer?
Yeah.
I'm like, is that necessary?
I mean, like, that would actually make me feel like, all right, bitch, you know, I was going to say I was going to sign
like,
these
but
papers,
you're doing
but
entirely
always.
Too much.
Like, we already filming a reality show. What is this one for?
I don't know. Hey.
Like, was the bitch who made the like papers up? Like, was she trying to get a show production. Or something? It's yeah, because
I'm like
no
that.
Show.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you guys let us know. Like, is that a normal thing to have? Because Phaedra was looking like, and I'm glad to. I hope you got the MP3. Because you need that too.
You're so funny. Knowing that's not Apollo, just signed it in their bedroom.
Oh, yep. She was like, "Look, I'll let you put it in my butt if you sign right here." And you know, he was like, "Oh, yeah."
Don't.
He was like, "How many pages?" Is it 24 pages is for a prenup. She's like, "That's normal, baby." Like, all right.
You know, he fresh out of prison.
He didn't give a fuck. That bitch was, that's why she fine. She's looking at her prenup like, say something.
Now you have nothing to offer. You fresh out of prison. You better sign this prenup. Yeah.
All you had to offer was your dick.
All right. No, you didn't.
So Todd goes to sign the prenups while that's happening. Sharon and Carmen are talking.
I cannot get off that humongous scar on Carmen's face. I'm still trying to figure out who is she fighting.
I mean,
was it not distracting to you?
It is because sometimes I'd be looking at her like skin contour, like, oh, that's just your scar.
That's her scar.
Carmen says she doesn't want to make amends with Mama Joyce. Feels like this isn't the right time. Mama Joyce probably has negative emotions.
I agree with that.
Best, smartest thing I heard Carmen say all season.
I agree with that. And Rashida was not involved or even around that much to even really be able to see how Mama Joyce really get down.
Okay. So Kayla's upset. Sharon won't tell Candy exactly why.
That she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
She should have waited.
And that was a good... I like Sharon's attitude. In
me
all
too.
Of this. So then on the flip side, we got Guy Talk. Now, I do the Love and Hip Hop show, too. And Kirk, I can't stand this motherfucker. He just always be gossiping, always be all up in the mix, talking about he's straight, gossiping left and right with everybody, talking about the motherfucking King Hen.
He's like the Peter.
Ooh, him and Peter. I would love to sit down and have some tea with him and yep, Peter. Because
like
they
the
would
Peter
spill
of the show.
Everybody's yep. business. So Kirk asking Todd about, you know, are you ready? All this shit, you ready? And this is how I know Kirk is a damn fluff and nutter. Kwame in the back looking at him like...
I like Kwame.
Me too. His facial expressions. Him and Don Juan.
Yep. His facial expressions are everything.
Like this motherfucker.
I was surprised Kirk was even in the wedding.
Shit. I was very surprised. And I really didn't even check. He must have taken his earrings out because this motherfucker got like seven earrings in one ear. Like from Claire's. Like, I can't. So
Claire's?
It may be. If that's being nice. I really feel like you get them from Icicles or whatever that place is. Candy checks Mama Joyce about the whole Carly situation. Mama Joyce starts freaking out. Riley starts crying. I'm like, poor Riley.
Poor Riley. They have to sit in the middle of that.
Because it's like, I don't know, like, I pay attention to Riley in the scenes because a lot of the times you just see Riley sitting by herself in the corner in the back, like, just waiting for time to get off. Like, this girl's growing up too quickly.
No, she is.
And I want to know how much people are actually present with this girl. Because if Mama Joyce looking at her, talking about she's the apple of my eye, she's all this stuff, then get it together and be a role model for her.
Exactly. Mama Joyce, she don't care.
She don't. All I wrote was poor Riley for that. So let's get to this wedding. So some of the guests that we saw Portia and her sister.
Sheree.
Miss Sheba Sheree, who was very quiet. There must have been some people up in there. She was like, I'm just going to pop my face in.
She needed to be quiet.
She needed that paycheck. Cynthia and Peter. How you go to a wedding and get a paycheck?
I don't think she got paid. Yeah. They didn't. She needed any type of publicity, showtime, airtime she could get.
You know, she
make sure people don't forget about me.
You know, she like
I'm
hosted.
I'm still here.
She hosted a night at Bar One. And on
did she?
No. Oh. I was just going to say, you know, she was out telling everybody, and I was wearing She by Sheree.
Right.
You know, on the flyer for her night, it says, Sheree, as seen on Candy's wedding, last episode.
That sounds like something she would do. And that's such a cute name for a collection. Too bad it couldn't
become, yeah.
Too bad it couldn't become anything.
It's too late. So Benzino was there. Stevie J was there.
No Althea.
They just make me
sick. No Jocelyn.
I'm surprised Jocelyn was not welcome. I like Jocelyn. Althea.
I like her too, but I'm not surprised she was not there.
I mean, according to Mama Joyce, that whole place was filled with hookers and strippers and pimps.
So yeah, let her tell it. Let her tell it.
So it was
look, just
that
might explain the metal detector. Oh. That was so, as beautiful as it was, that was so ratchet.
But like I told you, Benzino done getting shot
at a funeral, so you never know what could pop off.
And not only that, but we saw where the area of that warehouse was.
True.
You never know.
You never know.
Stragglers.
But that was just so like shocking to me. But you're right. Who else was Monica?
Monica was there. Big Tigger was there. Tamar Braxton was there. Jazzy Faye.
What's
Jazzy
her
Faye
name?
At everyone's party.
Parties.
Be like, Jazzy Faye, what do you do nowadays?
Keisha Knight.
I show up at parties.
Keisha Knight. What is what show
Knightley?
Is she from? No, Keisha Knight. She was on, I forgot.
Is that the girl that looks like Beyonce? Oh, yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy.
She was there.
Jazzy Faye, Monica Q. Parker, who sang the song
Music
Soul Child, which I love me some Music Soul Child. But I don't know if it was the whole African thing right before Music Soul Child that threw me off. I just wasn't into the Music Soul Child situation tonight.
I mean,
and I wanted to be because I love Music Soul Child.
He should have sang that song like as a first dance song.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't the right, like, a processional song to me. Beautiful song, just not the right moment. But, I love that. The dancers.
Know, the Q Parker thing. Okay, with the dancers, I just wish, like, it started off with the African thing, and then he started singing, and she slowly walked down the aisle. It was just like, he's slowly singing, and I'm just listening, and then all of a sudden, like, what the fuck?
No!
Are we at the Lion King on Broadway?
Well, that's exactly what she was going for. But,
I was just waiting for like bird dancers.
But I
to
like
come
the
from
drumming,
sound.
And then you know, like how the beat flowed, and then they dropped their feathers,
yep.
And then she popped out, like she emerged. I thought that was nice.
I did too.
I like the flow of it.
But
wrong song.
What did we say? It was her wedding came off a little too Vegas-y.
It was very Vegas-y.
And I don't think she was trying to go for that. But who was
I think
it?
She
was that
was
Mama Joyce
going for the
well,
Gotti?
Joyce kept saying that the decorations were... Was it Mama Joyce or Don Juan? Said that the decorations and all that were supposed to be French-inspired. But the theme was...
Coming to America.
All right.
Oh.
It was the most... Honestly, like, literally, that was probably one of the most beautiful weddings I've ever seen. The center stage idea with the
beautiful.
Candles. Like,
that was beautiful.
That's
and I actually
ripping that off from
watching the show. Like, when I first saw the photos of her dress... Before the show, I hated the dress. But now I would never wear the dress, but I like the dress for what the wedding was.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it went beautifully.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't have wore the tiara.
The tiara was doing the
most.
And I didn't really care for... I liked the first dress she showed up in.
Oh,
the
white.
Little,
yeah, that was cute.
That was cute. But then the...
That could have been her reception dress.
I wish it was, because the last dress, I'm like...
That should have been her.
Didn't Riley wear that during
the... Yeah, that looked like something Riley would wear. That should have been her, like, rehearsal dinner dress.
Yeah.
And the one she came in.
Because that one she came in was like...
Reception
boop, boop,
dress.
Boop.
Yeah, that should have been her reception dress.
And what Candy needs to do is whoever... Damn, what is those things called that the girls be putting to make their stomachs look...
A waist trainer?
Whoever she's using, that bitch needs to start promoting them. Because,
oh, yeah.
Bitch, you could sell me off that. Shit, I'd be walking around looking like...
Yeah, she looked...
She was just
was
like...
Amazing.
I can't stop talking about it. Derek J and Miss Lawrence being all types of shady.
I love
That's
Ms.
why
Lawrence.
I cannot stand Miss Lawrence. I like Derek J. Miss Lawrence. I'm
his,
like, Miss Lawrence.
I like Derek J too.
I love Derek J.
He is so funny to me.
Who, Miss Lawrence? He does have times where he's funny,
and
but I just want to be
and
like...
And they just do the most.
They really
I'm
do.
I'm like, why do you have on 6-inch heels? And
why
purple lipstick.
Have...
With the
right.
matching eyeshadow. Like, why?
Hated it. So she does hear your queen-to-be. They get married. Mama Joyce gives Candy away and walks off instantly. Like,
and it was so funny how Candy stopped her dad, like, you're not gonna give me away? What's going on here? I'm like, I wish you would have went through the ceremony with her.
Okay. The daughters get rings. I liked this moment. I thought that I've never seen that happen at a wedding before.
Me either.
I really liked it. I liked that Candy gave to Todd's daughter. Todd gave to
Candy's daughter. Yeah, that was beautiful.
That was a really cool moment. And Mama Joyce was in the back shading that when Candy put the ring.
Oh
on
yeah,
Candy, Mama Joyce was like,
"That ain't your daughter. That ain't your kid.
Stop it." So officially, Todd and Candy Tucker. I noticed Riley and Kayla in the back. They don't talk. Like, I mean, Riley just doesn't talk to people in general. Just interesting.
Probably alike. Like, they just don't talk to each other. We don't really, you know, I speak what I'm spoken to.
So they turn the reception area out, which they did a cool job. I mean, the reception area was a basic reception area. Didn't blow me away. Decorations didn't blow me away like the wedding.
Yeah.
But it was cute.
It was nice.
The tablecloths.
But I don't know. What was it about the reception?
Okay, for me, here's what it is. The tablecloth was gold. It looked like an Orthodox church. Yeah, the chair covers were...
The gold chair covers, and then they also... The circular tables also had gold.
And then they had these giant, like, flowers, like, pouring off the tabletops.
And that was too much. You could barely even see them. They could have had, like, just... one row of flowers draping. They didn't need this whole big ordeal.
Yeah, the tables look like those love boat things with the that you go under with your.
And it's like you can do too much, but I feel like certain things you have to tone down to do too much. Like, I feel like, you know, the cake was way over the top, but the other things in the room kind of took away from that cake.
Yep.
You know, like, she should have had, like, simple white...
And it would have made the cake be more
epic. Than she should have had, like... I feel like she could have had, like, shimmery, just white tablecloth with the gold accents and the flowers. Mm. And then had the cake in its own little area, and then it would have stood out. But I'm like, all this gold tablecloth, all these 10-foot flowers, and... It's just too much.
It was. But what wasn't too much is pulling Belle Biv DeVoe out, perform Poison. I was into that.
Oh, that was a good song.
Oh, wait, but we didn't say Derek J and Miss Lawrence saw Shade and Rico's dress bag, like...
Child. But you have to give it to him. That's the truth.
I mean, it is, but like girl, don't be shading other people if the shade on your lipstick should not be there.
I like him.
But at the end of this all, I just have to say, because I did not think that this was going to happen, shout out to Mama Joyce. And Derek J for pulling it together and getting Mama Joyce up there and making a speech. Because that's something and saying that for something the rest of your
nice.
Life.
Yeah, you will always remember.
You know what I mean? Like that,
even if she didn't mean it.
I didn't speak at, you know, Candy's wedding.
Or she said something rude at the wedding.
So I'm glad that she sucked it up, had that conversation, and, you know, got up there and did the speech. Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody was... gasping, they couldn't even breathe because what was going to come out of her mouth, who knows.
I would have loved to have felt the tension in that damn room. And then Portia was fighting at the end to get the bouquet.
Poor Portia. I can't believe she was like, oh my god, did you see the pretty tigers out front? Her sister was like, I think that's a lion. I'm like, really, Portia? Really?
I love Portia.
I do too, but I'm just sometimes I'm just gonna leave that alone.
You know, I mean, so overall, the season, you know,
I mean, it was short, but I thought it was cute. I mean, the wedding was beautiful.
Made up for it.
It made up for it.
I'm real interested into as why Don Juan wasn't a part of the show as much as I thought he would.
Yeah. I noticed that too. Like, where is he?
It's just interesting because he's doing a lot of promotion for it on his Instagram. So I'm like, well, I mean, which clearly it's his boss.
But. I was going to say, yes, he should.
Interesting. Well, all I know is now I just don't know what to do until Real Housewives of Atlanta comes back.
And they haven't started filming.
I know. I'm going to go through.
That's going to be a great... I'm going to really tune in. I wonder if Nene's coming back. What's all that drama?
All the girls are back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Official. They're all back.
So I'm like, didn't she tweet something?
When
Nene,
Girl, Nene gonna tweet whatever. Nene, that bitch, that's the only paycheck you getting right now, so.
Yeah, you'd be a fool Nene not to come back. That's Nene the check will that's be making there. You that millionaire.
Mm-hmm. And Nene would come back for that Sheree check, too. If it bounced down to that. She would.
Poor Sheree.
I wouldn't put it
back. I wonder what she's doing with herself. I hope she's still not trying to get child support from, what's his name?
Bill?
No, his name is not Bill.
The football player, right?
Is it? His name is not Bill.
Oh, okay.
But I'm talking about the okay. Bob.
Well, yeah. When you go home, YouTube Chateau Sheree, and then what's her name? What's Funky Deneva?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll die. It's hilarious.
So it's not built.
But girl, no. Funky Deneva outside at the bus stop reporting on the...
What?
On Chateau Sheree. This is like a couple years ago, so I don't think it ever got finished.
That's what she gets. She was trying to do too much with little to no money.
Right.
Like, just be yourself. Get a real cute apartment. Real cute condo.
And get your child a mattress. On that note, thank you guys for tuning in.
I can't believe you just said
that. I mean, did you see? She had him on a dog bed. I'm like...
She did!
Girl, if I can catch tea in your child's room, I feel and bad for her in the kids. Living room.
They're old enough to understand that they mama is a mess. And she's doing way
maybe
too much.
We should start a Kickstarter campaign for She by Sheree.
Nah.
Alright. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Tweets me and Instagram me at her_royal majesty.
Also, make sure you guys join us when Real Housewives of Atlanta comes back. But until then, peace.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.